K-State Nation! Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, coming to you on this Thursday, October 2nd, 2025, this winning edition of this podcast. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, K-State Podcast, all things K-State sports. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. Well, I'm going to get straight on into it. She is, you know what, she is bad in a good way. The career year of Shaylee Myers continues for K-State Women's Volleyball as, once again, they know how to take it to the distance and won last night on the road their first Big 12 conference game against West Virginia yesterday afternoon in the full distance, 5-3-2 yesterday. K-State Ladies Volleyball picking up their first win in Big 12 play, and a big one at that as well. As Shaylee Myers, remember, I've talked about this lately on the podcast. Without Shaylee Myers' career, well, at that moment in time, big win, big upset win over North Carolina. We're not talking. K-State might not win that ball game. And here in this instance, yesterday, let me see. All right. Okay. Yeah, we're good. Yeah, K-State, yeah, Shaylee Myers yesterday made even more. 34 kills last night over the Mountaineers in West Virginia Coliseum. If you don't know where Myers is from, obviously from Lincoln, Nebraska, the Lincoln, Nebraska native, once again becomes the first player in the Ryland scoring era to reach 34 kills in a single match and only the fourth in program history to achieve the milestone. She now puts herself in this company, right, of K-State volleyball, women's volleyball greats, Dawn Cady, Kathy Saxton, and once upon a time, had a chance, opportunity to work with Liz Wigner-Bush the K-State HD TV there as well. And K-State now bumps their record to 8-3 overall, and more importantly, 1-2 in the conference play there as well. And this team was down 6 in the final set of this match before roaring back to take down the Mountaineers in this one, 25-21, 25-23, and K-State, the ladies' volleyball team, was up 2-0, looking for a sweep, but credit the Mountaineers to rallying back to force a fifth set, 25-22, 27-25, which multiple opportunities. This turned out to be a wild match, and then the comeback of the afternoon. K-State ladies volleyball rallies back from down 6 to take it 20. This one went even over 20-18 there as well. Myers again, the key component to why K-State is where they're at right now. And of course, Anaya Clinton had herself a monster game last night as well. Let me see. It doesn't show Clinton just yet. We'll get to Clinton in a minute. 59 of the 77 kills between the two players. Now it gets to Clinton. AC last night, 25 kills, matching her career high as well. There as well, Ava LeGrand last night, the big three. Yep, we're going to call it the big three. This is probably the first time, October 2nd, 2025, that I've called Myers, Clinton, and LeGrand the big three for head coach Jason Mansfield in the women's volleyball team. There as LeGrand, another career high. All these career highs we're talking about. 59 now, assist, 14 digs, fourth double-double of the season for Ava LeGrand. LeGrand and S squared, we're going to call it here. Simone Sims led all teammates last night with 20 digs in the game, as K-State had a rally back in the final frame to knock off West Virginia and capture the first win in Big 12 play. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III here on its Women's Volleyball Postcast Edition. K-State Ladies Volleyball, third game of the Big 12 schedule here, and I'm just going to leave it a little short here. Coach Mansfield, after the performance tonight, or should say yesterday afternoon slash last night, quote, "Such a great performance by the girls tonight. So proud of their fight. I thought we made enough plays to win the first and second, but we couldn't really slow them down at the net the whole night, and it caught up with us in the third and fourth sets to be down 5-0 to start the fifth set. It's obviously not ideal, but to be able to chip away and switch to only down 8-6 was huge. From there, I thought we played such good volleyball, so steady and aggressive there," end quote. And then, again, Coach Mansfield commented on Shaylee's and Anaya's big night. Yes, yet again, another career night for Shaylee Myers leads to another K-State victory. Quote from head coach Jason Mansfield, the head coach of the women's volleyball team. Sorry, I said that like multiple times in that sentence. Quote, Shaylee and Anaya were exceptional tonight. For them both to take 64 swings each, my goodness, an attack that efficiently is unreal, but 34 kills by Shaylee in setting the single match record is special. The fact that she hit over 400, the number was 400, the average was 453, is crazy, but that's what she's capable of. Hopefully that this gives her a bunch of confidence moving forward, end quote, as well. Yeah, Shaylee, she has been special. She has been special,
man. Like I said, without that performance previously in North Carolina for that upset, we wouldn't be talking about that. And again, if it wasn't for Shaylee here, and of course you get help from your other big three, LeGrand has been special along with AC, been sensational as well. You're not getting in the start from the women's volleyball team as they are now 8-3, but more importantly now in the conference, you finally get on the board, and Shaylee Myers' special senior season continues here after, see, simple math, 8+3, 11 games here for K-State volleyball as they take this one in the full 5 sets there as well. Outside the box score now, we already mentioned that. Both squads were evenly matching digs. 65 there. Simone Sims for K-State. She has been the unsung hero for K-State. Simone Sims, 20 digs, match high there. Even with the Mountaineers out blocking the Cats, 11-6 there in this game there as well. And on the flip side of this match, the Mountaineers had 3 players also reaching double digits there as well. Shaylee Myers, back to her again, is now the second player in K-State school history with a total of 39.5 or more points in a match, setting a rally score. Well, I just said it's at the top of the postcast. Well, we'll just go ahead and say it again. Setting a rally scoring era record. Myers also matched the program record for service aces with in a 5-set match, becoming the 5th player in rally scoring era to tally 5 in a 5-set match there as well. Yesterday, for the K-State Wildcats, marked the first time this season that the two Wildcats, this is talking about Clinton and Myers here. Let's just finish it off here. Yeah, so marked the first time that this season that the two Wildcats each reached recorded 20 or more kills in the same contest. Yes, that this referring to Anaya Clinton and Shaylee Myers there as well. And now, how about this? This is a stat of the night. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, host of this other K-State podcast here. All things K-State sports. The Cats now 10-4. In Morgantown, we're playing West Virginia, and now this traumatic win last night, hard-fought victory, 6 consecutive wins in Morgantown, unbelievable. that's something else. And K-State now, I thought this was 3-0, but it's 2-0 this year. And this again, Shaylee Myers career game against 25th ranked North Carolina a couple weeks ago, K-State was in 5. Last night, Shaylee Myers, career match. Man, I cannot talk. Career match. And then K-State went in 5. 2-0
in matches when the matches go to 5 full sets. And then Myers now, and then another Myers note here. Shaylee Myers recorded her 700th career kill last night. She is 269 kills away from joining the Wildcat 1,000 kill club. She's on pace. If she was, she's continuing to put up these 25 plus, 30 plus kill games. She's on pace to do it. She is on pace to do, to join that club. And she could do it this year in her senior season in Manhattan, Kansas. The way that, look, she has been that and more for head coach Jason Mansfield and her team. It's been incredible. It has been incredible. And my mind is just blown. My mind is just blown. Happy for her, obviously, and getting help from her other two great teammates, Anaya Clinton and Ava LeGrand. Ava LeGrand has been awesome as well. So next up for the Volley Cats, Cincinnati. This is on the road, Fifth Third Avenue, on the road Friday. That's tomorrow. Cincinnati is a 9-3 team, 1-1 in the conference play. They'll be back at home next week. We won't worry about that right now. We'll just worry about tomorrow as K-State Women's Volleyball will look to sweep the road games there and pull themselves even in the Big 12 column there as well. But another huge night, career night for Shaylee Myers and throwing Anaya Clinton there as well as the Volleyball Cats. Hold off the pesky West Virginia Mountaineers there to win their first Big 12 game last night, and more importantly, get their first win in the conference play and pull their overall record to 8-3. What a huge night for Shaylee Myers as she continues her big time senior season in 2025. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcast found free and available daily. We have a chance to record K-State content, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you see your favorite podcast there. Podbean, I might hop over there, we'll see, but kind of the content we're taking, there's kind of a little break in the action over there right now, but if I do happen to hop over there, I will do that. To do that, download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Once again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R number 3 E-D-D-I-D, apostrophe S Podcast, for more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the podcast, whether that's a new student, current student, new listeners, new K-State students, alum, you know the drill about this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. It is K-State Volleyball winners last night, 3, West Virginia 2 in Morgantown, West Virginia. This is Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much for tuning into another postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, K-State volleyball, back at it tomorrow afternoon on the road as they conclude their 2-game road swing against Cincinnati. Until then, we'll talk to you next time on this K-State Podcast. Go Cats!